and drop the money in the slot and sit right down, on, throw the lady's pocketbook on her lap and sit on her dress. And she was pulling. She said, get off my dress, please. Boy, that man stopped talking to that bus driver and he grabbed her. And he opened his knife. He said, I'll cut your goddamn head off about my wife. But she grabbed him. His wife did. She said, don't hurt her. Let her go. She come on back that end and sat down by me. But when they got out of town there, they arrested her. And her daddy went down there to get her out. And they told him, you don't look like no preacher. They locked him up. So Reverend had to go get him. Because they know Reverend. But I'm telling you, it's been some terrible things happening here.
I'll bet.
They started that mess, and they're sitting up there at the bus stop. The white ladies was coming to the where the Walton Way and Central Avenue meet at up down the hill. They'd come from out in the country and meet the servants at the bus line and ride them on out there. Well, Mr. stayed right at the bus line. I just get off and sit there with them till the madams come and pick them up. And one morning they sitting there talking. One of them say, I sure be glad when this separation come in. I said, well, what? I said, what you want with it? About five or six of us are sitting there. She said, I land me a rich white man. And I don't have to work. I have servants working for me. I said, well, if you, the way she looked it, I said, if you could get a white man, all these other sure would get one and you still wouldn't have nobody. I said, let me tell y'all something. You're crazy. I said, now, when white people gonna do something, they get together overnight and they hold a meeting. If they gonna cut the servants' salary, they all hold a meeting and agree upon the same thing. I said, now, suppose they done got together last night and say, let's don't wake them Negroes no more. I said, to tell you, they don't need you. I said, and then you go to get on that streetcar and the man tell you he don't want your money. He pull off and leave you standing there. I said, you go in the store to get a loaf of bread and some bologna, and they said, we ain't selling a nigga nothing. I said, what would happen to you? They say, you know, I ain't never thought of it that way. I said, well, you ought to think twice and speak once. Ain't a Negro here got a wholesale shoe store or a grocery store or nothing. Everything they got, they have to go to the white man to get it. And I know one time when they wasn't selling nothing. When the war was on, we couldn't get white grit. We had to buy them old yellow grit. And you couldn't get bacon. Women was cooking collard green with smoked sausage. Because they were sending all that white grits, white potatoes and stuff over yonder to them soldiers. But I could get anything I wanted because I was working for Mr. at a wholesale grocery store. I wasn't out of nothing. And I was eating from the table. So you'd go in the store on Wednesday and they'd sell you a piece of bacon. But you had to pay day price. They'd had a meat back there and a scales right back there at the meat box. Then they had scales over here at the counter. On Wednesday, it was three of us went in down here to the AMP to get some bacon. One woman said, I want a piece of bacon, please, sir. Well, he waited over there by the meat box on the scales for us over there. She couldn't see what it weighed, but he told her that was 75 cents. She said, well, I'll take that piece. So he wrapped it up and brought it on there to her. The other one said, I want a piece. Well, he went to weigh hers just like he did. She said, would you put it on these scales where I can see it? He throwed it back in the box. He said, go somewhere and buy you some damn meat. I said, mister, I'll take that piece. I said, just weigh it and give it to me. It was 65 cents. Then when we come out the store, she said, I sure wish I'd have kept my mouth shut. I know when you couldn't get nothing.